Premier Wall, thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Is it an odd thing for a provincial premier to come and speak to a national conference about national issues? And did you have any, did you spend any time trying to figure out what you would say, or does that come automatically?
Well, we have a number of messages that we stick with in the province, our growth agenda, and very specifically, we often talk about the future of our province being tied to the hope that our country and Saskatchewan can take advantage of the fact, as I said today, that the fastest growing economies in the world, principally in Asia, they need food security and energy security. This is what they prize. And in that world, I like Saskatchewan's chances. We should like Canada's chances because we don't talk a lot about food production and agriculture. We should, because I went through the stats today. Our numbers are prolific and our opportunity to increase is great through research. And, of course, in energy, third largest reserves in the world of oil. And don't forget about uranium, 20% of that. I went down that laundry list already. And then in energy technology, whether it's CCS or clean coal or even what happens in habitat reclamation, we can have a better record. We should strive for better. But the way it is right now is pretty darn, it's a lot better than our competitors, I'll say that.
There have been times when the federal government was all gung-ho to push hard on that resource agenda, including grain and including sort of stuff that isn't petroleum. The Prime Minister made a trip to China that was very high-profile, but that's getting to be a long time ago. Do you think it's time to come back to that agenda at all?
I do, and there's a couple ways we can do it. I think the federal government has already moved on the competitiveness side, though it's a process, not an event. We should always be striving for competitive taxes and a regulatory regime. But we're getting back to balanced budget next year. The fiscal probity is part of how we get to to take advantage of our strength in energy and food. But here's an area where we can go harder. CETA was great. Credit the Prime Minister for that. Provinces are, and all the sectors were a lot of cats to herd to get us to that agreement. Feds did a great job on it. The Prime Minister was just leading on that file. Asia's got to be next because European population's declining over the next 50 years. Mm-hmm. Asia's increasing by 550 million. Their sluggish GDP rates are sevens. That's where the middle class is growing. They want protein-intense diets. That's lentils and peas and all the other food we have to offer. They're going to need energy. The next trade deal we have in Asia will be the first one. So South Korea, it looks like they're working on. We support that. And then let's not stop there. Let's look at multilateral with the ASEAN countries. Let's encourage the federal government to continue on the TPP front. Those trade deals are crucial. I congratulated the Prime Minister when CETA was negotiated, and I said, this was historic, and what would even be more historic is a series of trade deals in Asia, and we'll be supportive of that in every way we can. Those aren't always easy. In South Korea, we know the auto sector situation comes into it, but we really just have to find a way to conclude agreements in that area of the world.
Is it time for Stephen Harper to go back to China?
Yeah, I think it's time for all of us to make that a regular occurrence, and even in Saskatchewan. And so I would never ask of the federal government what we're not prepared to do. We need to make sure that our own trade missions in Asia aren't itinerant. We sort of show up every now and then. We've been working hard to do it, but admittedly, I think it's been a couple, 3 years to China for us. And that's a huge market, as you can appreciate, for potash and some other, and agriculture. So the short answer is yes, but that's an answer that all of us should abide by.
You have to know that these conferences are family gatherings for the national conservative movement in this country. And a lot of people are kicking the tires on people they think might have a future in national political leadership. Do you ever think of changing jobs?
No, and I don't mean to be glib, Paul, but I do often say this to people. I say, really, Kenny and Prentice and Moore and maybe even the Prime Minister should be asked, when are you going to try to be the Premier of Saskatchewan? Because that's the best job in the country in terms of politics, in my view. And I'm not really being glib. I believe that. We have work to do, and I don't have any interest in federal politics, and I don't have the language requirements anyway.
Okay. That was going to be another question. How's your French?
Pas bien. It's not very good. I took it right up till second year university, and I can watch a hockey game, but I'm not conversant, certainly, and I'm not taking lessons or any of those other things, and there's a lot of work to do in Saskatchewan, and not interested in federal politics.
I counted three or four veiled shots at Justin Trudeau. Have you met him, first of all, and is he a concern for conservatives in Canada?
You know, obviously, he's the leader of the party that I think will be the main contender for federal office, for federal government, to be the government after the next election. So, sure, he is. He's the leader of the party. I have talked to him, with him over the phone. There's some things I've seen that I've liked. I do like that he has come out in support of Kinder Morgan and the Keystone. But again, it's an issue of consistency. That's a hard position to take when you're lobbying U.S. senators and members of the House to approve Keystone, if they'll say, well, wait a minute, why not Gateway? And if the answer is, well, it kind of goes through sensitive areas of our country. Well, Keystone, you know, in any particular state, they'll show you areas they might think are sensitive. So we have to be consistent there. And I also do need, I understand I was an opposition politician, but within a year of being elected leader of the party, we had come up with an economic plan. And we had also come out, then later on, we redid our policies, and we were able to do to offer some specifics. I get in opposition politics, you're not going to get into your platform. But I do think it's fair to say whoever the opposition challenger is to the government, yes, you need to criticize the government. Yes, you need to talk in general ways about your vision. But you also need a little meat on the bone. We need to know some of the specifics so we can have the debate we need in this country about who's going to lead it.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us once again.
Paul, thank you.